2 weeks ago on Thursday, I had a panic attack at about 3:30 in the morning.
Brian Zachary Mayer, I help the spiritual but not religious.
There's a chance this spiritual religious thing is not what you think.
You get to choose who you are in this world, and that's enough, and that's awesome.
The less you believe everything you think, the better.
I'm ready, you're ready, let's dive in. I'm laying in bed, completely anxious, not certain why. And I start thinking about, why am I anxious? And I think about this project that I'm doing, and I think, no, I'm not really anxious about that. And I think about this email that I had gotten, and I thought, no, it wasn't really, that's not really why I'm anxious. And I'm starting to go through this mental Rolodex of figuring out why I'm anxious, and it dawns on me clearly. If I'm looking for why I'm anxious, I'm looking for the wrong thing, because I'm anxious, not because of the thing. If it was because of the thing, I would have thought of the thing first and then become anxious. But the truth was, I was just anxious. Had I settled on the email or the course that's coming up, I would have thought to myself, I would have in a sense been throwing kerosene onto a fire. The anxiety was there. It had nothing to do with the thing. And I think back of my children laying in their red Jenny Lynn crib and how they would go through in the course of a day, in the course of an hour, every emotion. They would be laying there and they'd start to laugh, and they'd be laying there and they'd look panic, and they'd be laying there and they'd look content, and that all these emotions just happened. It's only later that we ascribe the reason as to why we're anxious. Today I find myself in a really bad mood. What's different about this bad mood than of any bad mood I've ever been in is I'm not in a bad mood about being in a bad mood. I'm actually kind of curious and with an open mind, like, oh, isn't that interesting? Apparently I'm in a really bad mood. And I called my friend Cohen and I called my friend Zimmerman and I said, guys, this is bizarre, but I'm in a really bad mood. And I was sharp and caustic with my wit. And the truth was, I wasn't in a bad mood about being in a bad mood. I was in a fine mood about being in a bad mood. And what a blessing that is. I think the moral here is this. Don't believe everything you think. Rabbi Brian's Guide to Learning Patience While Not Fucking Punching Someone. Look for it at rotb.org.